בוקר טוב, ערב, שבת שלום, פרשת בחוקותיי. So, this I believe is going to be our last session before Shavuot, because next Friday is already ערב חג. So, I would be remiss not to touch on the topic of dairy on Shavuot, which is always fun. Yeah, everybody loves that. There are no less in the poskim than 23 reasons for why the minhag came about to consume dairy on Shavuot. 23. The Rama in Siman Tav Tzadid Aleph was really among the Achronim, the first one to mention this. It's really mentioned already in Rishonim, but he's the one who puts it in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama writes that it's a zecher leKorban. I'm just going to give you a few just right off the cuff. The Rama writes that there is a special Korban on Shavuot called the Shtei Alechem. Now, there was something unique about this Korban in that, just like the Korban HaOmer that was brought on the second day of Pesach, what was the point of Korban HaOmer? It was to be Matir Chadash, which means anything that grew beforehand then became Mutar Al Yedid Korban HaOmer. Anything that grew, was planted afterwards, remains Asur. That's what we call Heter Yashan, and Isur Chadash was determined by the Korban HaOmer. Now, the Korban, that was brought on the second day of Pesach. The Korban Shtei Alechem, which was brought by Shavuot, did the same thing that the Korban HaOmer did, but just like the Korban HaOmer was Matir the Chadash for Hedyotot, which means for everybody else, the Korban Shtei Alechem was Matir Chadash for Korbanot, which means that was the first Korban of Chadash in the Beit HaMikdash was the Shtei Alechem on Shavuot. Now, as the name implies, it was brought, there were two lambs, and two loaves of bread placed on each one of the lambs, and it was waved. And that was the Korban Shtei Alechem. In order to reminisce about that Korban of two, that had two loaves, the Rama says we bring ourselves to a situation whereby we're going to have to switch our loaf of bread mid-meal, which is what? By doing chalav and then basar, because as everybody knows, the famous Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Petet, Pechet and Petet, you're not allowed to consume if a loaf of bread was consumed with basar, you're not allowed to use the same one for chalav because bread is something that is very, forget about absorbent, very touched during the meal. It goes all over the place and people touch it and whatever. So we're afraid that a person, if with any one of the minim, if it was on the table with that min, then it kind of became soiled with residue of either the basar or the chalav. So therefore you have to switch. Hence, it says the minhag is to start off the seuda with chalav, and then to move on to basar in order to necessitate, right? Obviously, you're going to change the tablecloth and the breads and the flatware and everything, so there's no cross-contamination, but that's one. Many, many other, there's 22 more. There's also another one. It's the
22 more minhagi?
22 more reasons for the minhag of ma'achale chalav on Shavuot. So, now, by the way, you should take it easy, because the Rambam writes in Ilchot De'ot and Perek He, that dairy is very, very unhealthy for the body. He writes, especially aged cheeses. He says aged cheeses are like samamavet laguf. He says it's like poison for the body. So a little bit for the minhag ziyafe, but don't overdose. Now, mikol makom, he says the ta'ameh minhagim written by Rabbeinu Isaac Tirna was a kadmon. Towards the end of the Rishonim, the Rama quotes him a lot in Derkei Moshe. So he writes that this is a reference to Ta'ameh HaMitzvot. You know, Shavuot is chock full of many of the things that we do by the Tikkun and Shiurim, and everything has to do with Mitzvot, Red Mitzvot, understanding the reasons behind the Mitzvot, because we were commanded with all of the Mitzvot at Matan Torah, which was on Chag HaShavuot. So there's, the Pasuk says, here, Mincha Chadasha LaHashem Shavuotechem, Chadasha LaHashem Shavuotechem is Rashi Tevot Chalav. So it's a reference to the Torah that was given on Shavuot. So because of that, there's many, many other things. Devash v'chalav tachat mishonech. The Torah is compared to honey and milk. A big, I would say, dilemma in many families is how, when, how to execute this dairy meal. And it becomes a very big, sometimes I've seen even machlokot erupt over it, which obviously is never a good idea. But it's not you know, this is what we call themed Judaism. And everybody likes to make themes, and they like to make matching tablecloths and mishloach manot and Shavuot themes.
Shtick.
So let me. I want to try to explore what the most preferable way to fulfill this minhag is without infringing on halacha. Now, what do I mean? Let's start this way. There's a Torah Chaim in which is one of the perushim on the Gemara in Masechet Chulin Daf Pei Gimel. The Gemara calls specifically Yom Shavuot Yom Tevoach, which was the day of Tevoach, Minashon Tevicha, is day of slaughtering. The Mefarshim explain that Am Yisrael would eat more meat on Shavuot than any of the other Yamim Tovim. Why? There's a famous Gemara in Masechet Pesachim also, Daf Samachet. Everybody knows there's a famous machloket between Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer, how to spend Yom Tov, how Yom Tov should be split. Yeah, Rabbi Eliezer says, O kulo la Hashem, O kulo lachem. There's no 50-50. You got to decide which camp you're part of. Either spend the entire day Torah, Tefillah, and Avodat Hashem, obviously, minimally, because you don't fast, but don't engage in any, you know, bodily, materialistic zachin. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Or he says, and if you're going to do materialistic zachin, spend the whole day on that. It's all or nothing. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Well, I don't think it means no Torah, but he said his point is not 50-50. Rabbi Eliezer says no. Chetzio la'ashem v'chetzio la'chem. Split it 50-50. Soon I'm going to read to you the Rambam who writes the proper Seder Hayom for Yom Tov.
Yes.
He has a very interesting Seder Hayom, like a Yom Tov schedule, not only about Shavuot, especially about Shavuot. But what's interesting is the Gemara says, "Bekule al mamudu." Everybody agrees, both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua agree, that on Shavuot, Sheba'atzeret, Ba'ina Nami Lachim. Everybody agrees that on Shavuot, you need also Lachim. Mazel Lachim? Bodily enjoyment, eating, drinking, napping, whatever it is. Why? The Gemara tells the story of Rav Yosef. He says, yeah. Rav Yosef, Abdilei Glat Tilta, Biomada Atzarta. On Shavuot, they would make Rav Yosef, in the Gemara, we find this many times, apparently, calves that were third to the womb. The third born calf was considered, wow, that was considered very special, very, very miuchad. So they would make him that davka, not on Pesach, not on Sukkot, davka b'Shavuot. Why? Because what's significant about Shavuot? He says, ilav, amar, ilav hayoma kam Yosef ika b'shuka. He says, were it not for this day of Shavuot, there would be a lot of Joes in the street. What separated Rav Yosef from any Joe Shmo? That was Chag HaShavuot, Matan Torah. Wow. The fact that we got a Torah was what made him a Talmid Chacham and separated him from all of the other Joes in the street. And therefore, he says, everybody agrees that you need on this day Davka Lachem. And you see from this Gemara, says the Torah Chaim, that Shavuot is more meat-oriented than any of the other holidays. They would consume more meat. So how can it be that there are people who eat only dairy and completely forego what seems to be an even earlier minhag in the Gemara, which is davka? It seems a little counterintuitive that on Shavuot, which is a holiday celebrating Torah, by all other holidays, Rabbi Eliezer says you should devote yourself completely to Avodat Hashem. All of a sudden on Shavuot, which is the holiday celebrating Matan Torah, all of a sudden, says the Gemara, even Rabbi Eliezer holds that you have to have also lachim. You need also bodily enjoyment. It seems a little counterintuitive, but if you think about it, it's not. Because all of the celebrations that we ever have in Am Yisrael, they're all food-oriented. Think about it for a second. All seudot mitzvah, everything has food. And it's a big thing. Don't, you know, never downplay food. The Gemara says, Gedola legima shem karevet ben alevavot. Food does a lot of good. Yeah, food can do also a lot of bad. Food and drinking and whatever. But when done properly, in the right setting, it's a tremendously powerful tool in Avodat Hashem. Therefore, which is not yet, just look at Poppers. Poppers was machazir half a great nick b'tshuva. Yeah. 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 Now, b'kitzer, I'm telling you, the chickens have a lot of schuyot. The chickens are going to come to Olam Haba, and Hashem's going to give them a lot of sechar.
Yeah, because you were upset about the kaparot, all the kaparot.
Now, yeah.
He always feels
that. Kitzur, what started in Queens with sushi ended in Grant Neck with poppers. I don't know what the next thing is going to be. I don't know. Every few years, there's something new. You have to have something new. So, I remember when I was a kid, if you don't serve sushi, nobody comes to your shiur. It used to be sushi. Now sushi's old. Now it has to be. Now you got to.
Sushi's too high class. It's like freaking fast food.
Sushi's more high class than poppers?
I think so.
Mikol makom, rabotai.
Throw a punch over poppers.
Yeah, that's true.
It breaks. It's
yeah, that's true. Nachon? Mikol makom, rabotai. There's a Berke Tshuva. Berke Tshuva was the Munkach Rebbe. Gaon Gadol, the son of the father of the Minchas Elazar Mimunkach. Yerev Tzvi Hirsch Mimunkach. So he writes in his a very interesting thing in Yored De Asiman Petet, smack in the middle Lichot Basar Bechalav. So he starts on Shavuot, right? So he says, very interesting. Listen to his words. Shamati sheyesh ochlin b'seudat ha'layla rak ma'achale chalav u'b'seudat shacharit ochlin rak ma'achale basar ve'omram shebezeh yotzkin yedei chovat kule alma. He says some people they have an idea. What do they say? On Lel Shavuot, let's do dairy, and then on Yom Shavuot, Shavuot morning, we'll do meat in order to be yotze all the deot. The opinion that says to eat meat, the opinion that says to eat dairy, and we'll do one in one v'akol b'seudat. But he says I don't necessarily agree with that shita. Why? Listen to what he says. Omnam gam minhag ze lo itachen la'an yudati. He said, this might not be yotze kule alma. Why? There's machloket between the Shagat Aryeh and the Magen Avraham. We know there's mitzvat aseh min haTorah of simchat yom tov. Torah says, samachta b'chagecha. Even though in the context of the psukin parashat Re'eh, that song about Chag HaSukkot, nevertheless, the Gemara says, the Torah is makish Chag HaSukkot to all of the other holidays. In that, every chag requires simcha. Now the Gemara says, "Bema misamecho." How does a person gain simcha on the Yom Tov? So he says, "Anashim bebasar bayayin, nashim b'ra'ui lahem." Yeah, nashim is with clothes and jewelry, and kids with candies and toys
nuts.
And stuff.
Now,
nuts is over. Now,
they're allergic to that.
Yeah, another allergic. Bikon makom rabotai. So he says, you see, there's a mitzvah to aseh, at least according to the Gemara says it's basar v'yayin, but says the Shagat Aryeh, a very, very big kiddush. He says that this mitzvah only applies to seudat hayom. The mitzvah of simchat yom tov mideoraita only applies to simchat hayom. Mideoraita does not apply to seudat hayom.
What about the machloket of if it's korban?
I'm coming for a second. Yeah, one second. But says that the Derkei Tshuva, many poskim disagree with the Shagat Aryeh, including Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Kuf Kaftet, he disagrees. He says, no, mitzvah simcha yom tov min haTorah applies to both seudot. There's a machloket rishonim, how many seudot you have to have. The Rambam holds, just like on Shabbat, you have two or three, you need on yom tov also. Shulchan Aruch disagrees with the Rosh. He says, no, on yom tov, you need to have minimum of two, not three, not like Shabbat. Mikol makom, the Magen Avraham paskim, he says meforash, that the mitzvah of Simchat Yom Tov applies to both Seudot of Yom Tov, both Seudat HaLayla and Seudat HaYom. So he says, how are you going to get out of that? By saying, oh, I'm going to eat. You're not having meat over there. Now, there's another famous machloket, which Mikey just pointed out. There's a Rambam that says, Meforash B'Yomchot Yom Tov, that even Bizman Hazeh, Achilat Basar U'Shtiyat Yain is considered the Oraita on Yom Tov. Eating meat and drinking wine. And you, according to the Rambam, you would not be Yotze with chicken, not with fish, not with dairy garners. You need to add Davka Basar. Yeah. Now, the Bet Yosef questions the Rambam. He says, "I don't understand." The Gemara writes when the Gemara says Meforash and Masechet Chagiga. You know there are different korbanot that Am Yisrael had to bring every time. There were a minimum of two korbanot that Am Yisrael had to bring when they came to do Aliyah LaRegel. Right, as the Torah says, "V'lo yira'u fanai rekam." When they come to the pilgrimage by Bet Hamikdash, they had to bring a minimum of two korbanot. One was what? Olat Re'iyah. That wasn't eaten. That was burned. And then there was something that was called Shalmei Chagiga. Shalmei Chagiga, Shalmei Simcha. Right? You had to bring korbanot to eat from their meat. So the Gemara says, when you had the korbanot of Shalmei Simcha, Shalmei Chagiga, that meat that you're eating constitutes, that's why it's called Shalmei Simcha, korban shlamim, with the intention of using the meat to fulfill your mitzvah of Samachta Dechagecha. Understand? Shalom. Shalom. Yom Matan Shem. Now he says like this, right? No, they went.
Okay.
Now he says, now, no, I'm getting there. Now he says, it's very...
You're there, Rob, you're there.
Oh, shit. We're never really there. We're just getting there. Okay? When you're there, you're dead. Remember that. There is dead. As long as we're not there, there's always has to be room for growth. Understand? Remember this. Now, the day you stop growing is the day you die. That's it. Yeah. Now, just got depressed. No. And he says like this. Yeah. No, it's good. The olam yizkor adam yom amitam. Rabbi Eliezer told his talmidim, "Tzipanat shabbat, gimam bechol ayti yudadech levanim." Make sure Chazor yom echad lifnei mitatecha. Do tshuva one day before you die. Everybody knows the famous Gemara. What is Talmid Gadol asking?
When did you die?
The person knows when he's going to die. He says, exactly. He says, do tshuva every day because treat every day. It's exactly the opposite of the goyim. The goyim say, you have to party hardy every day. Why? Because it might be your land. Am Yisrael, apuch. Do tshuva every day. Every day do tshuva. Why? Yeah, benet it might be your last. So make sure you die clean. Bon. Now, that being said, Rabbi Yisrael. So the Bet Yosef quotes, he says, nowadays, Rova Poskim disagree with the Rambam, and they say be'emet, that when there's no Korban Chagiga, the mitzvah of Achilat Basar is not necessarily midoraita. It's a mitzvah, but it's not a chobah. That's why if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tav Kuf Chaf Tet, this is what he says. When he's doing, you have a, you know, let me open it up.
I'll
open it again. I should have brought it before. I just want to read to you the language of Maran. It says like this, yeah? Yeah.
Type the bet, no?
Hold on. Oh, in Seif Aleph, Maran writes, very interesting. Listen to the very glaring omission from the Shulchan Aruch. Look what he says. It's dinei simchat yotov. Mitzvat yom tov nechaleko chetzio lebet hamidrash vechetzio leachila ushtia. Right? We hold paskin alacha lemaaseh like Rabbi Yoshua. That what? It's not all or nothing. Half and half. Split it up. Soon I'll read it. I told you the seder hayom of the Rambam. Ve'al yitzamtzim be'otzat yom tov ve'tzarich lechabedo ul anego kumo b'shabbat. Na'aseh zmanan v'chayev limtzua al shtei kikarot ve'likboa kol seuda al hayayin. He says, you need to have two breads just like on Shabbat and to have wine at every seuda. Every Suda. Now he said, and then he continues with them. Then he goes on to clothing. What do you see from here? Manan didn't talk about wine. About meat. Where's meat? Elama. He was somech. He was maniach da'at Rambam b'tzarech yom. He says that the Rambam who said that meat even nowadays is deoraita on Yom Tov says lo biduk. Why? On Yom Tov he says nowadays that we don't have the korban shlamim. Lachin. You don't have the meat of the korbanot. Meat is only mitzvah. It's not a chovah.
Not the Rambam fully.
No. No, he disagrees with him. He only says yain. Yain, which even in the times of Beit HaMikdash, yain had nothing to do with korbanot. The wine of the korbanot was spilled on the mizbeach. You don't drink wine from korbanot. That's the libation. That's on the mizbeach. So yain, which in the times of Beit HaMikdash was drunk and it had nothing to do with the korban, so that I understand can continue to be mitzvah aser bizmanenu. By the way, the mitzvah of yain biyom tov is only with wine, not other alcohol.
Not grape juice?
Huh? Not grape juice either. Dafka yain. Dafka. If a person doesn't like, say that. You know what I'm saying? The point is, you know, most men like meat. Most men like wine. But if a person detests it, there's no mitzvah for a person to kill himself. Just like the poskim say with regard, it's the very first Magen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch Hilchot Shabbat. He writes over there beferush. Yeah, we know there's a mitzvah. There's an inyan to have fish on Shabbat. Let's say you don't like fish. There's people who can't stand. You have to kill yourself. First of all, there's kol ha'ochel dag, biyom dag, nitzan dag, that's fake news. Doesn't say it anymore.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, it's fake news. Complete fake news.
It's a nice ride.
Huh? Yeah, it's just
what's
fake.
The
huh?
What's the saying?
Kol ha'ochel dag, biyom dag, nitzan dag, b'dina shem b'inam. It's fake. It just doesn't
mean it's not. I've seen it.
Does not.
Definitely seen this.
No kadmonim.
CNN.
Huh?
CNN.
Yeah. Mikol makom.
It's not like a Venice fire or something?
Wikipedia. Now, there's what's the reason to eat fish on Shabbat? Because of Onik Shabbat. Most people like fish. The Magen Avraham talks about over there what to do. There were certain times in Europe where I guess fish was at a, where they couldn't find it, there was inflation and all that. And there was price gouging on the fish. Oh, yeah. So the Magen Avraham he brings down the poskim to make takanot that nobody should buy. Yeah. No, herring is fish. Whatever
it's not fish.
Huh?
It's not fish.
Herring's not fish. What are you talking about?
I don't know. It's
herring's Jewish. Now he says like this. Yeah.
About malach shehuta.
Yeah, malach shehuta. That was small. It was sardines. Oh, wasn't it? But you don't have to kill yourself. Magen Avraham says meforash. If you don't like it, you don't have to eat it. Oh, what about onik Shabbat? Onik Shabbat means what? Eating stuff you like. That's what it means. Same thing with Simchat Yom Tov. Simchat Yom Tov, if a person, let's say, doesn't like wine, there's people like that. They don't like wine. So, understand. Yeah? Drink grape juice, drink other things you like. The point is, the Torah was speaking about things that, in general, people like. Now, there are, it's a very, very interesting thing. There's a Shelot Uchuvot Siach Yitzchak, who comes to defend the minhag that people have to eat the dairy be Lel Shavuot, and then to eat meat on Yom Shavuot. He says, why? So listen to what he says. He says a very interesting defense of that min. He says, why? He says, Ikar HaSimcha on Shavuot was what? Kabbalat HaTorah. Kabbalat HaTorah happened when? Only during the day. That's what we're celebrating. Now he says, just like there's a Gemara in Masichet Pesachim Daf Mem Tet, the Gemara says, Ama'aretz asu le'echol basar. You know that? A real Ama'aretz, the Gemara says he's not allowed to eat meat. Why? Because meat was only given as a heter to those people who study Torah. So what do we see? We're making it like Kavyachol, that on Lel Shavuot, before we got the Torah, quote unquote, we're like Ama'aretz, staying away from the meat. And then when it comes Shavuot day, now you come, okay, now it's Mutar. Shalot Shuvon Siach Yitzchak, Siman Rish Ayin Gimel. Very interesting. Shalot Shuvon. Now he says, Re'aya ladavar, remez ladavar. He says, look at Purim. Purim, there is also a form of Kabbalat HaTorah in Purim. The Gemara says, Masechet Shabbat HaPechet. Just like Matan Torah was the Kabbalat HaTorah on the written Torah, Purim was the Kabbalat HaTorah for the oral Torah. Kiyemu b'kibilu ayudin, kiyemu ma shekibilu kvar. Right, they accepted what they had already accepted years before. That was by Purim. Now it says, by Seudat Purim. When's the mitzvah of the Seudah? It's a nice thing. You not yet to have a little Seudah b'lil Purim. But the mitzvah is on Purim day. Why? After you did the Mikra Megillah and all of the mitzvot of the day, and you're mekabel kedushat hayom, that's when you have the mitzvah. So if he wants to say, remez ladavar, same thing by Shavuot, that's where the minhag of some people came from, to eat dairy by dairy on Shavuot night and then besari on Shavuot night. Well, the only problem with that is that he says the post can bring down the chief. The post can say that a person should try to eat dairy on Erev Pesach. Why? The Chachamim wanted a person to eat dairy dafka be Erev Pesach. Why? Dairy, we see throughout Tanakh, dairy is something that makes you tired. Dairy makes you drowsy. It's very, it's heavy and it makes you, yeah? The Chachamim wanted a person to fall asleep on Erev Pesach, to take a nap, so that Bilel Pesach, he can stay up with koach. She says, "Bilim Shavuot, they're planning on staying up all night. Maybe eating dairy is not the best idea because it can make you drowsy." Now, truth is, Bilim Shavuot is a very short night. By the time, if you think about it, especially this year, they wait for Motzei Shabbat, especially for those who do Rav Nutam, you're going to start your Seudat Bilim Shavuot very late until you finish the Seudah and Birkat Hamazon and come to Shul. Half the night's already over. Right. By the way, many poskim say Bilin Shavuot, Chava Alim Tova, especially when it's on Motzai Shabbat, don't dilly dally. Eat, Hakol Beseder, but move it. The tikkun is long. Gotta come. Yeah. The point is, it's very short every year. Bilin Shavuot is a very short night. Yeah.
Now this is even shorter
because Motzai Shabbat.
No. Wait a minute. Also next year earlier.
This is earlier because the Chol. Also.
And Motzai Shabbat. Wow.
Aval, Mikol Makom, you have to move it. People show up to the tikkun at 12, 1, they say, oh yeah, I did tikkun. What is the tikkun? Yeah.
I have to read a tikkun? Do you enjoy more?
So listen.
Read the shala about
Minag Asferadim, Midura Durot, is always to do the tikkun. So at least make a dent in the tikkun, do the parashiyot, Torah Levim Ketuvim, pieces over there, Tered Mitzvot, whatever. Preferably go through there's Midrashim and Marot and Zohar part of Tikkun. If you see yourself like Famatr, you know Famatr then? No, Famatr in Jewish means just like completely worn out. So if you see yourself
Jewish, yeah.
Bekitzur. So if you see yourself falling asleep, so over there, if you see that you're going to be able to take a chavrusa and learn better with a different topic, besedin. The ikar is to learn. Doesn't matter what. As long as you don't, a lot of people, you see, Bilim Shavuot, I'm a big fan of refreshments Bilim Shavuot. So, yeah, in my show also we have refreshments. Yeah, you have mizonot, and shakol, vizeh, akol metzuya. But what? Huh? Yeah, they have ice cream, they have kol minute. So, yeah, you have to be careful though. A lot of people, especially at that time, they forget their chishbonot of when they were, they eat, you have to be very careful. Especially, No, sometimes you don't remember what day it is. You become disoriented because you're past your bedtime. No, the kach hazeh. You mess with your biological clock, you get disoriented. Aitzah tova, get fine. Aitzah tova, learn that. Aval, mikol makom. So he says, when sometimes what happens is, by these stations, some people, they have like a bar. It sometimes becomes a congregate setting where people just go there to schmooze and smoke. The Zohar HaKadosh writes meforash that in order to be mekabel pnei Shechina, after the Tikkun Lel Shavuot, you have to spend every waking moment of Lel Shavuot on Limud HaTorah. If you doze off, whatever. But not one word of Dvarim B'Tehilim on this night.
Wow.
Not one word.
Again, huh?
Yeah. That's Ari HaKadosh. Ari HaKadosh writes on Shaar HaKadosh. One word, preferably of
the night of Shavuot, not Shavuot
especially the night of Shavuot.
Until next.
Now, until next, cool. Until you go to the Tila.
Why do they get the whole
password? Yeah, there's also an area because what the answer to that is that when Hashem decides it's time for a person to go, he goes. You understand? There's a little. All these things are nice bulo, but when Hashem decides, no, it's over. Now,
how about people who pray before Netzel? Do you still get
there? Huh?
Do you still get there?
I don't know. I'm not in the rewards and goods and services department in Shabbat. Yeah. So, mikol makom, rabotai, tachivu tov tov. Also, yep, tachiv. Now he says like this. Also, leven shavuot. So again, if you need that. Matov Manayim, just don't battle. It's so important on this night to use, and it's a short night. Even though, maybe you need to get up, and if you need to eat and drink, whatever, but to schmooze, Chas Shalom. Not on this night. It's not a time for schmoozing. Maran Zichron Berachah was also used to bother him that sometimes what people do is they stay up the entire Din Shavuot, and then they get tired, whatever, and then they sleep the rest of the day. That's so counterproductive to what Shavuot is all about. He says, he writes in Chazon Avadim Meforash. You go to sleep for an hour or two. That was him. He needed a little bit more. But go to sleep, take a nap, feel good.
After
eat the seuda, after the nets, eat your seuda, and then spend the rest of the day learning.
The kaf-
so obviously sleep the day. Baruch Hashem, this Yev Shabbat. Now he says, Gushkom. Now, the kitzur, the guy who sleeps the whole day is missing the boat. The Kaf HaChaim writes, in Siman Tav Tzadidalet, all of a person's Torah learning, meaning a person's koach and understanding and vekut b'Torah for the year has to do with the amount of effort that he puts forth applying himself to the Torah on Chag HaShavuot. It's mamash, it's like Rosh Hashanah of the year for Talmud Torah. It's a huge day. Person shouldn't spend it battling. That's why the mic, you got to be on top of it. Refreshments are good, but don't let it become like a schmoozing. Yalla, lech, tochal, tishteh, shev. Don't. Do what you need to do, vizel. Now, Rabotai, back to this thing. Hagaon of Eliashiv in Sefer Yisa'ish was asked about this minhag. He said, meikar din, since Behemet we hold, like the Bet Yosef, not like the Rambam, that meat on Yom Tov is not a chova, it's only a mitzvah. Therefore, if a person wants to have dairy, bilin shavuot, and then meet on Yom Shavuot, it's not the end of the world. It's brought down that the stipler in Rechot Ish, Officer Rabbeinu, it says over there that he would do that. The stipler himself would have a Seudah Chalavit on Len Shavuot, and then on Yom Shavuot, he would have Basan. But Rav Eliashiv writes that a person should not have both Seudot. Sometimes people do that as well. Sometimes people have all dairy meals on Shavuot. That's certainly not preferable, because there's still a mitzvah, even though it's not a chovah, but there is a mitzvah of Simchat Yom Tov, and for most people, unless a person mamash, they're mamash,
woman,
more ecstatic with chalavid, and they are with besari, and they want to be yotzei kacha besari. Obviously, but now all these poskim are talking about chalavid bilin shavuot and besari biyom shavuot, and everybody agrees that ikar mitzvat Simchat Yom Tov is bayom. What happens is, unfortunately. I don't know, unfortunately. It happens that many people do the opposite. That's what I've seen. The Bilel Shavuot, they do the meat, and then on Yom Shavuot, they break out the dairy with all the zach, and I don't know. It becomes like a matzah. Everybody has to outdo one another with the dairy, right, Danny? Everybody's got a. I don't know, especially by the women. No doubt. So,
but this year, with the Shabbat, people probably don't want to have meat again as a Shabbat.
Hollywood. Okay. Either or, you know, it's this year. It's also 3 day Yom Tov. So you know, I don't blame people this year for wanting to substitute. And now that's another thing. Do not. You have to be so careful. Just like other Yamim Tovim that fall out on Motzai Shabbat. You cannot skimp out on Seudah Shlishit. Sometimes when Yom Tov follows Shabbat, sometimes people let Seudah Shlishit fall by the wayside. That's a terrible bizayon to Shabbat Kodesh. Or whatever it is. However you want to do it. Aval ma, make sure that you eat Seudah Shlishit. At least eat Seudah Shlishit a little bit. If you're eating too close to Shkiyat or Mifaktana, even though it's a Seudat Mitzvah, it's a Mitzvah to be Mema'et a little bit so that it doesn't interfere with Seudat Yom Tov. But it's still Chovat to eat Seudah Shlishit. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Alav Shalom, writes in the Zohar HaKadosh, he testifies about himself that Miyamai, he never, ever missed 3 Seudot B'Shabbat. Ever. That was one of the Shvachim that he said about himself. He said he never missed 3 Seudot. Yeah, sometimes people do that because oh, we're eating later anyway, whatever. What do you want for? I mean, that was his seudah. That was his seudah. That was on Erev Pesach, Chaliot B'Shabbat. But he said about himself, he never missed any of the 3 seudot B'Shabbat. But
he considered that to be.
He didn't have bread. Mom was sitting in the cave. They went to kill him. Yeah.
let's say a person by Kiddush after Musaf.
No.
He washes, has bread.
No.
Then goes home. That could be a Seudah Shlishit if he has bread again.
Lama.
There's no real problem with that.
How much was it?
Even if it's before Chatzot.
Yeah, the guys over here do it in order to when they.
In the winter.
Huh? Yeah. In the winter when the regular like, minyan finishes Musaf after Shabbat, so they want to.
Yeah.
So. I never understood that.
Do Musaf into Mincha.
Huh? Into Abdallah. No. Anyway. Yeah. Rabotai, listen carefully. At the end of the day, Minhag Esperadim, Agon Yelkut Yosef writes that the Minhag of Maran Zichron al-Mincha was as follows. Now, on Shavuot, mind you, in Israel, Shavuot is one day.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot to patchka with. It's 2 meals. In Chutz La'aretz, you have 4 meals. So people like to kind of... what's the word? Legavin. People like to change it up a little bit. Yeah. So in Eretz Yisrael, Maran Zichron Levracha's minhag was that both Lil and Yom Shavuot, he had a meat meal, and he was yotze. He didn't even have a meal with chalavi, which according to many of the poskim, remember, according to the Rama, the reason to have it is to have bread. So if he wouldn't be yotze that way. But anyways, Maran Zichron Levracha would have his dairy only. Kiddush, he would make Kiddush right after staying up all night, after Shacharit and Musaf. On Yom Shavuot, he would make Kiddush and have a little Machaleh Chalav over there, cheesecake or whatever it is, and that was it. That's
cheesecake?
You don't need cheesecake. Or whatever the cheese borekas, whatever you want to have. Now,
Chacham Ben Sion would also just have ice cream, I think.
Ice cream?
Like a popsicle, I'm saying. Chacham Ben Sion.
Persian, what do you call the Persian ice cream?
Falawa.
No.
With the rose water or something. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. I don't know.
It's not dairy. Let's say it's not dairy, but looks like and tastes like the whole thing is under.
Tell me matter of minute. What's all the problem? There's no marita ayin on the minhag. Minhag is say. Yeah. You have a little bit. You can also have a coffee. Put a little milk in your coffee. There. It's at the minhag. Yeah. So, Mikol Makom Rabotai. Oh, I wanted to end off by reading to you. This was a very interesting Rambam. Yeah, the Rambam writes in Perek Vav in Chot Yom Tov. He says, Kach Yadat. How should a person spend his Yom Tov? Look at his schedule. In the morning, everybody wakes up to go daven. He's not talking about Shavuot. He's talking about any Yom Tov. Vekorin, umitperelim vekorin batorah be'inyan ayom. Vechozrin lebatem veochlim. They would daven, and then afterwards they would read the Torah, come back home to have a light meal. They would go home for Kiddush or whatever it is. And then they would come back to shul to learn the drashot, chavrusas, whatever it is, until chatzot. ואחר חצי היום מתפללים תפילת המנחה, דעודה ומנחה right away, דעודה מנחה גדולה, וחוזרים לבתיהם לאכול ולשתות שאר היום עד הלילה, and then they would eat from there, from after mincha, they would eat and drink for the rest of the day, eat, drink, nap, whatever it is. Huh? That's, so it's very interesting. First of all, the Rambam writes, huh? Well, not necessarily, not if you're spending a part of the night and also that chunk of the day in tefillah and Torah. First of all, the Rambam over there says three meals. We hold nalacha only two. And second of all, you see the Rambam writes that they would have their ikara seuda only after midday. So technically those people who want to have, if they want to have like a dairy meal during the day, if it's before chatzot, you can still eat, even if you don't have bread. You could be yotzei even without bread later, you want to have a little bit of meat later, you're also yotzei aliba de Rambam, this minagin, it's not a big deal. End of the story is, Rabotai, obviously, you know, kol asher tomar elecha sara shema bekola, ki v'yitzchak yikare lecha zara. Whatever, you know, don't rock the boat if they want to do it during the night.
They don't have meat at all.
It's not a good thing.
They are minagin. Minagin, no? Real minagin don't have any meat.
No, why?
Who? Like that they have dairy only.
It's not a good minagin. It's not good because then you're being mevatel simchat yom.
Do you need to change that?
No. And even if they have, happens sometimes that if you're in a household with only dairy, so you don't have to make a big deal. Just have a piece of meat later, have something, you know, take a lach majin and have it later. So, yeah.
What is it? The opposite, only meat.
No.
He likes to say we have to do dairy also, the milk or.
Leave it alone and have dairy for Kiddush. Shabbat morning, make Kiddush, have a little zeh shalom. Not Yisrael, you don't have to, lots of lishtagea. You know what I'm saying? So over here, it's more, on the contrary, it's more important to have meat, especially since according to some Rishonim, meat is deoraita on Yom Tov, every Yom Tov, as opposed to dairy, which is nice, but at the end of the day, it's just a minhag. So, let's say something, a nice word on Parashat HaShavua. Let's quote Shabbat Shalom. I'm not ending, right, Michael?